Blog Talk Radio.
Can I just turn this a little bit? This is what I am, what I am. Understand, I don't give a damn. This is who I am, who I am. Man, I don't give a damn. This is what I am, what I am. And I just don't give a damn. Take me as I am, as I am. And my G's still pumping. Sold on the culture, you know that my Doja culture. Game over, soldier, I'm cooling. Be on the
you are listening.
Well, do it live!
Of course, unless you're not listening live. This is the Pro Wrestling Torch East Coast Cast. It is Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. I'm your host. I'm Travis Bryant. Joining me in just a moment, co-host extraordinaire, the handsomest man in podcasting, Cameron Hawkins will join us post-haste. In the meantime, let me go ahead and give out all the pertinent contact information. This here is an interactive show, so please reach out to us in one or all of the following ways. If you want to have your voice heard on this show, two ways of going about that. First way, get in line. Hit us up on the Constellation Lines, and Cam and myself will talk to you live on the air tonight. Hit us up at 347-202-0103. Again, give us a call at 347-202-0103. If you do indeed want your voice heard, but you can't call us live, you can drop us a voicemail. Voicemails give you 3 unadulterated minutes to ask all your questions, your pose your comments, spout your conspiracy theories, break your news. It's there for you to do all those things and much more. Hit the voicemail at 415-787-5229. Again, drop us a voicemail at 415-787-5229. You can always hit us up on an old school email tip. Mailbox is always open, constantly being refreshed. So drop us an email anytime during the show or anytime during the week. Hit us at eastcoastaudioshow@gmail.com. Again, that's eastcoastaudioshow@gmail.com. Let us know in the subject of your email which segment, VIP or non-VIP, that you your email. You'll find the show on Twitter. Find us at East Coast Cast, twitter.com/EastCoastCast. You can find my personal Twitter at TravLord. And you can find Cam at Seahawk. That's C-E-E Hawk. And speaking of C-E-E Hawk, listen along, watch along, chat along, follow along on the official Cam Twitch page, twitch.tv/Seahawk. Join in on the conversation, follow along that way. Is this a new Impact game? I'm pretty sure they went away from the six-sided ring a while ago. I don't know if they bought that back. Cam's got a match on Impact on a video game in the background of his Twitch page. Don't know if that's just like some kind of modded thing or if they have a new game or if it's an old game. It happens to look somewhat decent. Now that I'm looking at it, it looks kind of squarish. His forearms are a little rectangular-ish. So it could definitely be something from like maybe 2009 or something. I don't know. Anyway, twitch.tv/Seahawk. And the last bastion of Get Adage. Find us on Facebook. The Facebook fan page can be found at facebook.com/PWTorchEastCoastCast, or just search East Coast Cast or PW Torch and you'll see us among the family of Torch fan pages. So please give us a like. Share us on your timeline. Tag all your wrestling buds in it. Spread the word that way, please. And thank you. All right, let's bring Cameron into the conversation. Cam.
Yo, how's it going?
Yo, it's going, man. How's everything with you?
Everything's everything. Shit is cool.
Good.
I'm doing 15 things at once. But yeah, everything's good.
We had specifically on the WWE side, on the WWE main roster side, Raw and SmackDown, I thought two very good shows. SmackDown in particular, the opening angle they did with Roman and Sammy was just perfect. And I knew it was coming because I watched it on Hulu the next day and saw the T-shirt and things on Hulu. So things weren't adding up. I'm like, wait a second. Didn't I see everybody posting Sammy had a new shirt? Why is he telling them to take his shirt off? And just the emotions they got out of that. And Jay and just the, like, Roman Reigns is back to being a true sociopath and pitting
for
his
sure.
family against each other and not even blinking and not even acknowledging that, you know, Jay was really happy just a second ago and now he's super salty and doesn't know what's going on. Like, won't even acknowledge it. Won't even acknowledge Jay's feelings in that sense, which adds to some in-house and fun and speculation on it. Is Jay Uso going to be the one to dethrone Roman Reigns for the title? That's picked up again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought just a really good and some good stuff on Raw. Fucking Otis in two losses. Just, you know, looking good in defeat, and just, you know, like, wow. Like, I'm excited over Otis matches and shit when they get announced. Like, oh shit, let's see what happens in this one. But just I thought an inspired week of TV, inspired couple of episodes of Raw and SmackDown and Raw, respectively. So yeah, I saw NXT in highlight form, and you know, it's NXT. But some fun stuff on the WWE side.
Somebody in the chat was like, "You need to redo your mic." And I was looking at him like, "I'm not saying anything. You're literally hearing Travis." He said, "It sounds like somebody's on the phone." I mean, he's on the phone. that's literally what's happening. Because I wasn't saying anything. I was just like, "Okay." I think it's easy to forget how good the Jay Roman feud was and how good the matches were. Like, really good stuff. And so if they do revisit
that established the Roman heel character, like, for real, and
exactly.
Guys, like, to really get behind hating him.
Yeah, brought Jimmy back in the mix, kind of really started them as a bloodline, as a unit that wants to be together, explained why they kind of fall in line with Roman, because it's beneficial to everybody, not just being lackeys, but there's an established, like, hierarchy that makes sense on how this benefits everyone as opposed to them being against each other.
And it,
like,
paid off.
Yeah.
Like, we're seeing
exactly.
The fruits of that, you know, quote-unquote selling out, or, you know, turning bad and Rudo and, you know, being overall heels and jerks. Like, well, look at them having a historic title reign, you know, one of the greatest factions, and just being thrown around. I mean, just for the longevity and the fact that it's building and it's getting more and more people are getting interested if you go by the sheer audience numbers.
Yeah, bringing in Solo, you know, their little brother, but him literally not only siding with Roman, but siding with Roman as it comes to Sammy, acknowledging that Sammy's been effective. It's like so good. You know, him and Sammy being their own unit, like, it's really good. And like you said, like, I was sitting there watching it on the couch, and, like, I hate person who calls out what's going to happen in wrestling move-wise, but I'm watching it, and I'm just like, he's going to give him a shirt. I even tweeted, like, he's going to give him a shirt, and he did, and it was fun to be right about it, not to be smart, but just because that literally adds to what they're doing. Jay's emotion, Jay standing
that was perfect.
With his shoulders back, but his body straight up, and him just, like, inhaling anger.
It was fucking brilliant and perfect, and everybody played. And again, what sells it is Roman absolutely being oblivious to everything that he's not directly interacting with. Like, I don't, whatever. Yeah. Doesn't matter. You want to act up, throw a tantrum, let him. As long as it don't affect me. Yeah. It. Yeah. And then on Raw with the Sammy and AJ match and getting Sammy, like, some big-time wins. Like, that's an acknowledgement that Sammy's been fodder, right? Like,
yeah.
That's been his job. He's been very good at it, but he's been fodder. He's If Sammy's in the match, especially if it's a multi-team, multi-man person, and they lose, like, Sammy's the one taking a pin. He's that guy sacrificing himself over and over again, taking spears and super kicks, all kinds of shit, saving his buddies and not-so-buddies, you know, in Jay's case. Having him get a win over AJ Styles in a, you know, heck of a match. And just that slight, not even slight, it was major interference. But even the announcer said, like, damn, Solo was just killing the whole match until he wasn't. Until he made himself notice. And, yeah, just, good stuff. Good stuff all around.
Yeah, one thing about that family specifically, and with Roman, it's a bit different because of the role he was cast in. But that family, boy, when they ask to go in there and go up to the main roster and do something, they do a good job. Like, they are, you can tell they come up in this business. They have a presence about them. They don't seem nervous. Solo just been out there the last month doing his thing.
Okay.
What happens first? Not even who wins what, but Sammy and KO get a tag title shot, or Sammy gets a world title shot? What happens first?
Ooh. I would say Sammy and KO. Because that doesn't rule out the second at all, especially if you're thinking of a linear kind of build specifically for Sammy, whether they win the tag titles or not. Well, that's just a step. That's just a storyline thing for, I got to get through these guys to get to Roman. So, yeah, I think, and I still think that's a little ways off because they're going to.
They can stretch it out to WrestleMania. I think they can add.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. There is. Yes. For absolutely. In whatever way you want. I don't know. Yeah, there's so much canvas to now work with, and they position themselves specifically with this Bloodline / Sami Zayn storyline, and throw Kevin Owens on the out. You know, he's circling around. You know, him and Sami just eventually, goddamn magnets. You know, they'll find their way back to each other storyline wise.
I need Sammy and Jay at least being in the final four of the Royal Rumble. Like, I don't know if either of them, even if you have either of them win, I don't know if you make them the last two. But need them to be in the last four. Should be fun.
That's going to be good.
I thought they made a misstep on Raw with Bayley and Bianca. I think having Bayley basically imply that everything was given to Bianca was so unnecessary because it wasn't. We watched her work her way up and not. She had, like, one shot at the NXT women's title, and, you know, like, when we watched that thing happen, it felt, like, organically. I don't like it.
Right, absolutely. The crowd getting behind her, like, for sure. Like,
it's just lazy. And especially coming from Bayley, who was so good at pointing things out and making herself a heel and making you not like her while you're, like, in the face. And it was just a misstep, but that's still going to be a really good match. Can't wait to see it. Bayley's been great since her return. Bianca is at the height of her powers. That should be really, really fun.
And if you're gonna have Bianca beat EO on TV for free, had that shit be a banger with a memorable finish, which,
absolutely,
you know, which it was. Certainly had a memorable finish.
Yeah, nice. So I thought that was good. Like you said, you had a really good AJ-Sammy match, which, again, you know, if the other guy was in charge, you know, you're not getting that straight up in the way that we got it. You even saw that when Sammy was IC champ. You know, you got Coward Sammy, which he was smoking, but this was a good change. Good stuff there. Seth beating Ray with the damn Peruvian necktie.
Yo. Where did
like,
that
I can
come
fight
from?
Too, damn it. I can fight too. And yeah, Edge, Finn, and Extreme Rules. You know, I hate that you just have to keep saying provided Edge is healthy because, boy, they got Edge on that Tom Brady. Like, if you need a couple days off every week, we got you. Just show up Sunday. But that should be good. Trav, I really, really think that there's a chance this is leading to Judgment Day versus Edge, Ray,
Riddle.
I don't know. I mean, Riddle got to be done with Seth, right?
I mean, you see the after post Raw brawl, fighting after the damn cameras were on. So.
Against Rhea, like big strong lady. Shut up, John. Anyway, and that wasn't the last time, damn it. But yeah. I think, because you got to feel like Rhea's going to be in some type of either War Games or Survivor Series match. Like, is the Bloodline in the Elimination match or is the Judgment Day in the Elimination match? Because right now, you know, you got Cross dealing with Drew, so that's off the table. Jay Ray said White Rabbit on Raw. I'm not put my phone up to my TV and get the QR code guy. No, that ain't me. So maybe Travis has some insight into it, but I'm not doing all that. You know, no.
I do not.
Yeah, Trav got a bunch of boats in his house made out of aluminum foil. He's not doing that shit neither. So, yeah, no.
What's that mean?
Yeah, and then you wear him his hat sometimes. So, yeah, no. Maybe it's Bray. That'd be cool. Somebody was like, they put up like a Bray Cross somebody else. It was Bray, Cross, Scarlett, and somebody else is like the new Dark faction. They're not going to run two of those at the same time. 35%. They're not going to run two of those at the same time. So I don't know. Liv jumping. Yo, Liv got some hang time on that jump off the damn top rope through the table outside the ring. She ready for Ronda. She gonna shoot Ronda. What she going to do? That'll end the match 1, 2, 3, convincingly.
Man, Lacey.
She's going to throw a book at Ronda. You know Ronda don't like to read. She's
going to Lacey Evans, boy, oh boy.
Hey, Lacey Evans is going to take a bump now. If she don't do nothing else, she's going to take a bump.
It's like, yeah, just the difference in who's liked, not even liked, but like, yeah, you just don't fit into the vision I have, you know, going forward. Like Lacey Evans, I'm not sure, but she's there and she's a body, but man, and it's not even man. It's like, well, if she was better, you know, we wouldn't be. she'd be in the mix and doing things. She's just not. She's not better and hasn't gotten much better. So I don't know if she'd she should be in the mix going forward as a, you know, somebody that's just not a good hand.
Somebody said a bulk person on season chicken. Please chill out. NXT, Dragunov came back as a main event guy to their mix. You got that's a tough little main event that you got right now. You got Braun, you got JD, you got Bate, you got Dragunov. You got guys you can throw in there. You got a Melo. I don't know if Solo's going to be strictly main roster. You got Apollo.
He absolutely is. I mean, that send-off, Michael said, you know, I don't know where you're going.
He did say, you're right. You got Apollo sitting right there. You know, he can do it. I think Grayson Waller is actually pretty good. So they got guys that they – Julius Creed just waiting. they got guys there. Did you see any of Sol Ruka?
Yes.
I think, because I don't want to lump everybody in together, but people forget how big the gymnastics girls are, right? Like, the ones that aren't
4'11", yeah,
are huge. Like, so...
That's what caught me. Like, wow, she can do all that stuff.
At that size. At,
you know, eight at least.
Mm-hmm. Look at how fast Tiffany Stratton seemed to catch on and could really work in her athleticism. And like, if Sol Ruka has the same ability, you know, they got another one down there. But she looked good.
Yeah, that's one of those. Obviously, it's her first performance, or it's her debut and our first time seeing her on that kind of stage, but that's not really a long-term kind of, like, the gymnast gimmick?
No, fuck the gimmick. I'm not talking about the gimmick. I'm literally talking about the athleticism. Like,
oh, sure.
Tiffany Stratton on athletically really quick.
Yeah, but that's going to have her moveset. Show, you know, what you can do, but, you know, that can't be her finishing move by going forward.
Yeah.
It's just not.
A big drop to the back cannot be your long-term finisher. Absolutely, absolutely.
Right. It's just small things, and, you know, as a debut, hey, look at me, I can beat the, you know, developmental talent, or the enhancement talent with, you know, some basic but very athletic moves. Yes, it was nice. And she's very good at that. She's super graceful and, you know, at that size. Yeah. Like, wow.
Like, look, and the biggest thing is this. Tiffany Stratton and, you know, one thing I did notice, though, and, like, I want to be very strictly, like, with my words, like, they both have gymnast face.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, like, I got muscles everywhere. So I wouldn't have them. You know what I mean? And I think that's, like, super cool. Like, I think it's awesome. Like I got muscles everywhere. But no, I think, hell, Trav, if you a gymnast and your name isn't Simone Biles or Gabby Douglas and you don't want to sell insurance the rest of your life, come to the performance center. This is where the money at. This is where you can get it. Because just think about how many gymnasts you've never heard of. They got a job in somebody's office right now. You know,
no, for sure. But can the bitch fight is kind of like the thing that comes to me, right? Like, it's nice
to do flips and shit.
But, you know, she's this big, smiling, pretty woman come out there. It's like, all right, can you, beyond all that, do I want to see you and somebody else have a fight?
Yeah.
And that's just to be seen. But, you know, so far, I don't know. And I don't know if gymnasts are, like, the wave of, you know, they're always super plucky and nice and big smiles and, you know, selling for the last row with the big
the big smiles and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just don't know if that'll transfer personality-wise, but who knows?
I mean, they're actually just very mean, competitive people. But I hear you.
That's actually the best point you could have made right then.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. And
there are more Tonya Hardings than Nancy Kerrigan. Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you for
yeah. But it's just fun to see. Did you get to watch all of Grand Slam?
I didn't watch any of Grand Slam.
The fuck was you doing? Shit happened right after the show. Anyway. Yeah. Moxley Bryan put on a banger. Moxley's the 3-time champ.
Okay. I forgot that's what the
Dynamite. Yeah, did you get to watch AEW Dynamite specially titled Grand Slam?
Yes. Because you got this Impact game on in the background on your Twitch. I thought you were talking about an Impact pay-per-view or something. Like, no.
Yeah, the one thing about the Impact game is you don't have to edit in a bunch of people in the audience because there were never a bunch of people in the audience.
Wow.
And they show a cut scene with a million people in the audience. That was something. You had that. You had the Acclaimed win the tag titles to an enormous pop. They are over in a way that is, you know, you can make the argument about who's, like, homegrown, as it were,
mm-hmm.
than AEW original. Because, like, there are fans, and I'm not saying they're wrong, but there are fans who like to claim Kenny Omega and the Bucks and Adam Page as AEW homegrown when, like, no, AEW exists because they're not homegrown. But, you know, whatever. I want this thing to be my thing.
Sure.
But you can very much make the claim that the Acclaimed are homegrown. They were two guys who were young acts who had not been on national TV outside of that, who were just thrown together as a team. I don't even know if you could say they have great chemistry, but they are two young, good-looking, athletic kids who complement each other. Like, chemistry is like, they don't have a bunch of tag moves. Their personalities aren't necessarily the same, but they do complement each other. And the crowd's behind them, their whole act. And, yeah, they're very fun. Oh, no. Jimmy, whatever will I do? They beat, and Swerve is, like, seems to be either full-fledged heel or on the path and is very, very good at playing heel. He's very good at that match. That was really fun. I thought the women's four-way match was pretty good, not great. I like winning that on a roll-up. There's supposed to be dysfunction. People were supposed to have to catch you slipping. Think about every fatal four-way match you've had on a WWE 2K game, you won on some slick shit. So I was with that.
You got to purposefully maneuver things so you can do some slick shit to win, because that's really the only way you got to catch people slipping.
You got dominating everybody.
Yeah.
You're getting one man out the ring and watching his meter go up. You got one dude knocked down and you pin the other one.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was I thought that was good. Sammy Eddie, really, really good. I don't know what they're going to do with Sammy Trav. I do not know. I have no idea what they're going to do with Sammy to make Sammy a viable act again. But Eddie not releasing the hold. How long has it been since that and don't release the hold, reverse the decision? I feel like it's been forever.
Those in the after match beatdowns too. Like when you win the match, but you keep and your crew maybe jump in and beat the guy down. And, you know, reverse the decision. He's the winner now. We need more of those because keep happening, but there's no kind of consequences or even pretend consequences. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the story being Eddie's afraid of success. Or Eddie can't handle success.
So he's sabotaging himself right at the cusp
exactly.
of
Exactly. Oh, man. So, yeah. And then, you know, you got Matt.
That'll get over with a lot of people, unfortunately. Like, that's something that would probably resonate with a decent amount of wrestling fans.
Jericho beating Cesaro for the ROH title. Sports entertainer Jericho winning, the ultimate symbol of the best wrestler should be recognized as champion. Plays into the Appreciation Society, plays into what Garcia stands for, and him being kind of torn between Blackpool Combat Club and Jericho Appreciation Society. Him basically being the number two champion to Jericho. There's a lot of stuff going on in the show. I thought it was a pretty good show overall. And then, you know, Friday night, you had Rick beating Hobbs in the main event. We had
a little semblance of payback and a little revenge.
I didn't even tell you about my Sunday. So I went to, after we had lunch, I went to Dragon's Lair and bought a couple of comics. And then I went and hung out outside with Rick and had a very interesting hour-long conversation about stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Moves. That was cool. I thought, yo, don't ever wait that fucking long to watch you win or lose. Dog, Friday night, a show from 9 to 11 is the longest wrestling show possible. Oh. It was brutal. Sitting up all night watching that. But, you know, we do what we do. Moves within the structure of AEW, J-Ray. Let's not say things that aren't true. Things within the structure of what he's currently.
I mean, he was asking a question. He's got the three question marks.
Nah, he knew what he was doing. Three question marks. You know what that means. Scoops. Fuck all that.
What's coming up tonight? That's a big show last week, and you know, somewhat newsworthy.
Let's see.
How do you follow that up?
Tony Khan. Let us know which way the wind blows. We got Tony and Serena Deeb, not Soraya. Oh, yeah. Paige showed up. That was cool.
Yeah, she did.
Tony Storm and Serena Deeb for the Interim Women's title.
I learned this week that she's not the greatest person in real life. aspects of her that are pretty gross.
This is not a gender thing. So I do not want to say it's a gender thing. But there's one thing that's prevalent in wrestling, and it has a lot to do with our proximity. A lot of people date bad people. And it's the way the world works, but it is very, very focused in, very, very focused in on wrestling because we kind of know these people as individuals and not as teams, right? You have Jericho versus Bandido. Our man Mike from New York's guy, Bandido, getting a shot at the ROH title against Jericho. Now, we should let people know that you are probably going to see an abridged show. You're probably going to see people on the roster or people on the main show that you're not used to seeing in a Dynamite or Rampage capacity because of Hurricane Ian. He put it out there that, Tony Khan put it out there that, hey, if you did not get the email, I'm also putting it on social media, if you are unable to travel to the show, you are not required to be here, stay safe. But you might see a very different lineup than you're used to on the show tonight and on Rampage.
Okay. So they're what city are they in tonight?
They are in Philly.
Okay, but a lot of the talent flies out of Florida. Lives in Florida. That's the point. And up and down that
Alley, yeah. Hurricane Alley. Okay.
Or yeah, or it's like, you know, a lot of people do have like apartments or rent homes in Florida because they're based out of Jacksonville. So yeah. But yeah, exactly.
That's interesting. I'm not sure, because I've never had to deal with that. What's, do you want to be in town for some shit like that? Or is it like, well, if I have the ability, I guess I'll, you know. But if you got, I'm also thinking of this as somebody who doesn't, you know, I don't have family or kids that I'm worried about. So maybe I'm not the test subject. But, all right, what else? Oh, that was tonight. Okay, so is there a big promo? Is there a Moxley?
Nothing scheduled, but he's there.
Nothing
he's
that
there.
They've...
So I assume he's going to have a big promo, but he is there.
don't be surprised if it's like, you know, 15 minutes long.
Jericho getting 3 segments is hilarious.
This might be the show to watch just to see how they cope and how, like, creatively, what can they do to pad out a 2-hour show when they have to do something different. Remember Hurricane Show or the Snowstorm Raw that turned out to be fucking fantastic and, like, set some really good shit in motion because they just had this promo-heavy, you know, focused show.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it could be a disaster and they go, hope we never have to do that again. So
gotcha.
Either way,
I
think it's worth tuning in to see.
I wonder how many people who are under a level 0 contract to get super inside baseball, how many people on a level 0 contract decided to brave it at the opportunity to be on TV because things have to adjust. So yeah, we'll see. Also, Malakai Black, we wish you the best. Whatever you need to happen, hope it happens for you. Got nothing more to say on the matter.
Okay. Okay, that was...
yeah, taking some time away. There's been, you know, speculation about time away means leaving. Is he going to WWE, things like that. Just get better, man. Whatever you need, I hope that happens for you.
All right, let's... I wanted to bring something up. I forgot what the heck... All right, let's talk to some folks. 347-202-0103. That's the number to call to talk to us. Let's start things off. Oh, and for the folks hanging on, that's in queue, full queue, but nobody's got their hand up. Press 1 on your keypad, just a reminder if you want to get on. It's starting in Newark. I mean, he's always got his hand up.
Wait.
Oh.
We don't have any voicemails, Trav?
No.
Hmm. Okay.
Funny you should say that. None that I'm willing to play on a show that I'm in charge of.
Oh. Fascinating.
Now, wasting my time with that shit. I want to know what you know. Because I was quite, not appalled. It wasn't offensive. She's like, what the fuck, who wasted your time?
I did a show Friday night, and one of the hosts of the show, sometimes they break into a character, and we just laughed for maybe a half hour because they were very, very good at it. So I said, hey,
an inside joke became a fucking whole voicemail.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of.
I don't know what's on the voicemail, but I was just like, please, the voicemail. Like, please. So, yeah. So if you're not going to play that for them, I'm going to need that back later.
Okay, I have to go and it's Google, so I'm sure it's I can retrieve it, but I did delete it. All right, now let's talk to Kylan. Kylan, what's happening, man?
What up?
Not much, Travis. How are you and Cam doing this week?
Doing okay.
Hey, you know. Good
day. Excellent. Cam. First off, let me say, you did a spectacular job on your article about Mr. Dax Harwood.
Thank you. He has been really complimentary of it across social media. And that's like, as great as it is to get positive feedback, and thank you, Kyle, and I really appreciate it. Knowing that it's something he's going to hold on to is super humbling to me. I'm glad it turned out the way that I hoped it did. I'm glad he thinks it was a good representation. Yeah, he was a great interview subject. So, yeah, thank you.
Okay, and yeah. Also, if you don't not going to say it, I will. It also, you know, helps the brand, you know, that he's going to talk and say good things and how he was treated and how well the conversation went and those kind of interpersonal things that
yeah.
make all the difference.
Yeah, we have a really good one scheduled, Kylan, for I think there's a certain company doing a special show in October for a certain holiday. So we have a really good one set up for that. Already putting some work in on that before we even talk, so that should be really fun. But, yeah, thank you. It was really fun to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you break that motherfucking news, Kyle, and you crack that case. But, yeah, it's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to that. What do y'all think of the fact that apparently now we're really about to start seeing Triple H's changes, because on Friday it was announced that Dave Sapolsky is back in WWE in an unknown creative capacity at any time, and the new black, white, and gold NXT launches on Tuesday.
Yeah, week of premieres. WWE's doing.
And starting October 10th, we get the official launch of Triple H's Raw and SmackDown with the rest of whatever changes he wants to make, including new belts and more returns.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pushing it up. I've heard about the new belts thing.
I hope it's specifically the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, just
the only
that.
One I could. It's the only one I can really think of that I absolutely want to change.
Yeah.
So is that, are we going to have undisputed titles? Is there going to be one main singles men's champion and one tag champion?
I feel like it's a good time. I feel like right now you can literally split them with no penalty. Like Roman is the last undisputed champion, or the only undisputed champion, and just it's done. Like, I don't think anybody loses anything with that being the case. you're done. But yeah, I think the Undisputed Tag Titles, like, to have those two acts not retire, but relinquish them without loss or penalty, I think speaks highly to who they are and what they do. And I don't think that they lose anything. So that'll be interesting.
So clarify. So the Usos would give up essentially half their titles or all of their titles?
Half. And then Roman gives up. Like,
one
of
them.
I hope, Cameron hopes that, look, if we're going new titles after Extreme Rules, I guess, right?
Yep.
Let's go ahead and fix it. WWE title, Universal title, Women's WWE title, Women's Universal title.
Oh.
WWE tag team, WWE Universal. Like, just do it.
Just keep everything universal.
There's no reason for there to be...
obviously, U.S. and Intercontinental, which in its sort of is a, its kind of form. It's its own...
Yeah. But just do it, man. Just streamline it. Like, there's no reason to...
Are we done with the 24/7 title, then?
But it's been done. When's the last time you seen it?
Well, I saw clips of house show clips where referee Asia won. She beat Nikki A.S.H. and then immediately got rolled up by the other ref who tried to count for himself. It was fucking hilarious. Just one of those special house show things. But it's like, okay.
Like when fucking Judy went upstairs, that shit's gone, Jack.
Yeah, well, nobody crying for that title.
If this helps anything, I know for a fact that Triple H hates the concept of it and never really liked it.
Not a surprising thing to hear.
And the second thing I wanted to bring up with Shawn Michaels doing an interview for the website of the local San Antonio My network TV affiliate today, or at least it came out today. I don't know when he actually did it and it was filed. And with Sean saying that WWE will resume the process of the process and procedure of hiring independent and foreign, including Japanese talent, who do you think is the next big independent or Japanese talent to either sign with or return to World Wrestling Entertainment? Under the new Triple H regime.
Yeah. I just don't know, obviously, some of the folks that left that were in WWE, like Kairi Sane and not really Kota Ibushi, but I know him from the Cruiserweight, tournament, as far as his WWE connection. I just don't know enough of them, let alone their contract status and, like, what they're doing in their current promotions that might signal that they're on their way out or disgruntled that they might have a chance. Kylan, you know that this was the answer you was going to get. Cameron, do you have anything dissimilar than that to say about who might show up?
I don't know. Whoever played the Red Ranger in the Japanese version.
Yeah, so you know damn well Jazz, everything with Rich and Rich Haydorn.
Yeah, where's Radican?
So yeah, that's
you might decide to surprise me one day.
Hell no.
Oh,
I did get your message about Triple H and Stephanie.
We're researching this.
I'm doing no damn research. Talking about they giving Juneteenth off. Listen, I don't want nobody who ain't black and who ain't from Texas to have Juneteenth off. I'm gatekeeping Juneteenth. Y'all was free. Y'all had a head start. No reason you shouldn't have businesses and land and hovercraft. You should all have those. A jump by decade. Talking about June.
Well,
only Booker T, Shel Benjamin,
that damn
MVP, Jackie. Who else? That's it. That's all. The only people you should get time off.
Speaking of that camp, I'm sure everybody in the WWE office is extremely happy because they hardly ever had any holidays, if they had any holidays off.
I buried the lead, and you're right. Between Nick Khan and Triple H and Stephanie, them treating them like people, saying, yo, there are national holidays. You can use them to float because we got to keep this thing going. But, yeah, I do think that's a good move, a humane move, if nothing else. But you're good, like, what you're supposed to do. But I'm glad they're doing it.
Yeah, it's just humane or standard corporate kind of You know, like if you're behind standard American corporate, it's like, wow, it's already, you know, a rough game. But I like this idea J-Ray put out, have WWE buy Roman Reigns out of the WWE title. Say he gets paid $10 million and then he lets it float
like
back to Raw.
For sure. Let's make a deal.
Yeah.
A title buyout would be awesome. I like that. And let Paul Heyman negotiate that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you can have a big tournament for a new champion. Or,
I mean, what you could do, on one side, you got Roman Reigns and the Bloodline facing some team at Survivor Series. On the other side, you got a Deadly Games tournament.
What's that?
When The Rock won the WWE title, and then one night tournament to determine the champ.
Oh, okay. But that was like some bullshit redo from the year before.
They do not have enough time. Like, that's going to be a long show because you got, I think they said two War Games matches. So, yeah, no, there's not going to be enough time. You can have like a final or a semifinal and a final, but yeah, so that'll be... That'd be tight. But yeah. I definitely think split the titles before the end of the year. So that way gives you a bit more flexibility with like the Royal Rumble. And just more stuff both shows have that importance that people value.
And do you finally, he's been champion before, but is Drew McIntyre the guy to go with for the other champion, that for the not Roman champion, or Braun Strowman or somebody like that?
I don't think they got to figure out something to do with Braun, but I don't think it's that. I might go with Finn. You know, I might go with Finn. I think you know, Seth's been right there, and Seth would be a great. I don't know if you want two heel champions going, but I honestly think you can make Seth face.
Why not Bobby Lashley then?
Yeah,
if you don't want to,
Bobby would be good.
And then you can still do what you've been doing with the U.S. title, but obviously not have Bobby as the champion.
Yeah.
I don't know. Put that on like an AJ
Star. That's basically a face already. Yeah, he do a lot of fuck shit, but they love him.
Who's this now?
Seth.
Oh, Seth.
He does a lot of fuck shit.
Is he basically a face? He's a fucking scum.
Because of that song. Because of that damn song. And he's, you know. And he's putting
that
on
song
the
even like that.
In the entire world.
Well, sure.
You know, when you're that good at what you do, good or bad, they're going to love you.
Yeah. Yeah. All good points. So. Kylan, did you have any follow-up, anything before... before we move on?
Yeah. One last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Since most of us are aware of the very special friendship between them throughout their years in the wrestling industry, how soon do you think it will be before William Regal returns to WWE to help Triple H fully reform his creative team?
Eventually.
Yeah.
Sooner or later. Might be later, but, you know. It'll be, well, when his Regal's contract is up, assuming he's under...
I think after that first contract is up, I think he shoots back over it as well.
Yeah. I mean, unless he's offered... Unless he does... The thing is, I think he enjoyed what he did. So it's not like,
exactly.
Well, if Tony can give me more money to not have to go back there and be under that schedule doing that fucking work or whatever, fine. But I think that wouldn't be the case. I think he'd be very happy, especially with Triple H fully in charge, at least creatively, and with the autonomy to put together his team with no, you know, sword of Damocles hanging over. You know, at any given moment, somebody could take his away. Yeah, I think that's the... It's just... a smart guy because he's not going to be he's a talent in Dynamite or in AEW. He's an on-air talent. He could obviously be someone that Tony should be absolutely trying to get to be a backstage person and somebody that can, but I don't think Tony's going to be able to win him over to be one, you know, to do what he did for Triple H to do that for Tony and Impact. For Dynamite.
Derek said, I think Regal's happy flirting with Excalibur tonight, so peak. you're not wrong.
So that's a interesting question, Colin. Appreciate you. Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you next time. That's going to be an interesting... It's already interesting. We've seen with Malachi Black. We've seen, heard some stuff with Buddy Matthews. With Swerve and Keith Lee, it was... you know, talk to my lawyer and fuck off, or, you know, kind of sentiment. But it's going to be interesting to see who's, as soon as they can, who's ready to go back.
There's a lot of guys like Keith Lee. Like, Triple H ain't going to have Keith Lee doing a bunch of goofy shit. You know what I mean? Like, and looks at him as a main eventer. You know?
Already positioned him, did the work, put the work in, got Keith Lee over as a main eventer on the main roster. Like, we all saw him and Roman had the stare down at the Rumble 3 years ago or whatever that was. Like, we all saw that. We all remember that Keith Lee. And, you know, 6 months later, Bearcat Keith Lee in the fucking weird outfit change and all that bullshit. Like, yeah, that was not Triple H's doing, but he did all the work to get him to that point. Not all the work, but you know what I mean. So it's going to be interesting to see if there's somewhat of an exodus of guys coming up when these contracts come up. Can he retain any of the high level or highly sought folks like a Keith Lee, who absolutely knows he has a place in Triple H's WWE. But that's a little while away. Obviously, Malakai Black, he's stepping away, but he's not going to be able to go just get out of his contract. And, yeah, he's locked in for some length of time. We might even see him back on AEW TV before we see him on WWE TV again. I think that's more likely. Who'd they bring in? Who was the guy? Rich, we talked about it, me and Rich, last week after the show. But who was the person that made the save or did the run-in during the House of Black match?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Like, yeah.
Remember, that was a question last week. Okay, who's going to be? Because they have to win because somebody's going to debut for them and be the new.
But they didn't, I don't believe, right? Oh, somebody said Juice Robinson is coming to AEW. I like Juice Robinson.
Yo! Juice Robinson going back to WWE and finally having this, like, a redemption arc, and, when he left. Remember, he was a part of that original NXT. When NXT really first started getting over in 2013-14. And then he left because he wasn't, he's like, I got to make myself to a star and make myself indispensable.
Because
he
Muda
was.
Muda saved Sting. That's what happened. Yeah. Nobody saves House of Black. It's Muda saving Sting. Yeah. For sure. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, Trav, but yeah.
No. And that reminded me of the write-up I did for last week's VIP, 1992's favorite fucking wrestlers, our most popular wrestlers, are showing up in AEW. Like, what the fuck? What? Seriously? This is happening?
Muda's mask is awesome.
Get the fuck out of here. And then somebody else is showing up. Isn't that right? Like, it's not just one. It's not just Muda. Isn't it somebody else? Or maybe Rich was fucking with me. Anyway, all right. Let's keep it moving. Let me check the inbox. Still only VIP email, so we'll just talk to you guys. Darrell, haven't heard from you in a little bit. What's happening?
What up? What's happening? I'm good, y'all.
Not a whole bunch.
Long time. No while.
Yeah, where you been?
Working and chilling. Hey, so by the time I called in, man, I caught the tail end of some of the stuff that y'all was talking about. First, I want to ask Cam, man, who came out with that game that you playing, that you got playing in the background on Twitch, man?
Who made the Impact game? That was, of course, it got a 4.25 out of 5 on eBay, but it got a 2 out of 5 on Newegg.com. Of course, like, if you look at it, you won't be surprised. Midway made it, of course. The game came out in 2008 to mostly, reviews. Its highest score was a 64 out of 100 on PS3. And then 43 out of 100 on Wii.
So they were competing with SmackDown versus Raw. That was in that SmackDown versus Raw era.
Yeah, like, I think the second SmackDown versus Raw was 08. So, yeah, about the same time.
Those were fun, except if you did the GM mode, you just had to constantly do gimmicks to keep your ratings up, and then that left you nowhere.
Crazy,
and that would leave you nowhere for your pay per view, and it's like, where do I go from here? I can't. Yeah.
Hell in a Cell matches on Velocity.
Yeah, so let me ask y'all a question, because I ain't hear what y'all was saying. What did y'all think about that episode on Friday with Sammy and
the Dynamite episode, or the I'm sorry, the Rampage or the
SmackDown? SmackDown with Sammy.
SmackDown was really good. I think Champion too. That was really good.
Right.
Sammy's character work, Roman's character work, Jay's character work, great. I like Liz having an edge about her. I really like
it. Yeah, no, great show. That was one of the first things we talked about at the top. Raw and SmackDown was just good show, SmackDown in particular. That opening segment was one of the best things I've seen in a while as far as talking segments. In wrestling, that was just fantastic work by everybody involved, and it even renewed Roman Reigns, gave him got that sociopathic kind of thing edge back to him of just being, you know, just head of the table because I don't have to worry about the rest of the table.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah, good stuff.
What about
Young Jack Kennedy?
You got like two
superstars
coming in.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all have
a good night.
Solo
and
Sammy. All right.
Hold up, your uncle in the background was talking over.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, my bad. How y'all feeling about? They probably got two superstars in the rising just off of what happened with Solo and Sammy. And how y'all feel about if them two peel off on the whole group?
Who, Solo and Sammy?
Well, just saying, like, they are, yeah, they are
Solo and Sammy.
I agree.
I feel like them two ones that you can pull off.
I mean,
just by how they introduced Solo, no, he was picked to be on there. He wasn't chosen by Roman.
He
feel like an outstanding next to Roman. More than JR or Jimmy.
Yeah,
Sammy got a connection already.
I mean, those are true things, but one, I think that he just hasn't gone through. He hasn't been on TV for 12 years and going through various iterations and feud with, you know. So he has a newness and an aura about him because we ain't seen a beat out of him or anything like that. Him and Sammy have a connection, and it's convenient. I don't see Sammy and Solo being pals in 5 years, right? Like, they're not in the same age group. They're not in the same family. Like, they really have nothing. It's storyline convenient, but that's going to end because it should. There's no way they should split off and be a thing. Eventually, he's going to be caught between Solo and Kevin Owens. And the bloodline and Kevin Owens. And Kevin Owens is going to have to, but we're going to have to convince Sam, like they're going to have to, the newness of the relationship with Solo Sikoa is going to have to wear off. Because right now, 3 weeks ago, yes, I would have been on Kevin Owens' side. Like, yeah, get away from them. But now, he's the honorary Oos. We got one that's clearly got his back. Sure, Jay's still, you know, a piece of shit to him, but he was always a piece of shit to him. Now he's got another ally in the family. And he's winning matches now. Like, things seem to be going pretty swell for Sami Zayn. Besides, he's got the depths to debase himself a little bit to be in that position, but that they all do. They all acknowledge him and all that
too.
Thing. But he's got a shirt.
He's
and he's,
Honorary Oost. They're going to sell so many shirts.
So things are going to have to – that's why you have the next – the rest of the year, essentially, to – you know, to tell that story and to get to a different place where he would be between where Owens has an argument of, you know, they're using you and blah, blah, blah. Because, yeah, they're using him, but he's now using them too. And, you know, so, but that's why that's going to be so interesting in the next 3 or 4 months to see that story told. Because they just gave it, Solo really injected some really good stuff into that storyline, into that dynamic. Took something that was kind of getting, you know, it was still good, but, you know, old, and we've been there, done that. We've seen every iteration of you know, all of it. We've seen, you know, it peak capped off with the big Brock Lesnar match and the farming equipment and the whole thing. And we got a new reset at the Castle show when Solo showed up. So, yeah, we're going to have to get through that. And they got some weeks and some months and some stories to tell, and it's going to be really fun. And we'll see where they're at come Royal Rumble time, if things are ready to kick off.
Yeah, because I'm just interested in seeing how to do those two, since you can tell why they put them together, since they can go anywhere. Since you have problems with the other two Usos being able to get to Canada and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Which, where they going to be at, and, you know, and just the dynamic that they telling. Because you already done told Jay off one time and said, hey, fam, you messing up, man. I don't want you beside me right now. Come on, Sammy. I don't forget that. I don't forget the line on that Roman said, saying that, hey, the elder said that you can come. I didn't say that you can come, but right. You gotta acknowledge me, you know.
That was a nice reminder. You know, this whole thing really started, you know, when they came out and the Samoans came out and put the what's the names around his neck at the end of his match. I think when he beat maybe Brock at WrestleMania a few years ago. I don't know what it was.
When he beat up Jay?
Oh, that's what it was. Oh, okay. Okay, right. It was, yeah. So that was a nice reminder of, you know, the hierarchy above Roman, so to speak, even if they're off camera.
Yeah, so like you said, too, they got months to tell the story. And maybe you don't even need Kevin Owens in that if you might feel like breaking them two off. Because they don't have to stay together, but you can break them off. Even if you do keep them together for another minute, you can eventually break them off. Still have two guys in a bigger position than you did before. And you already got Kevin Owens in a position where you want him down anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You can do something else with that. Now you got more chips on the table that you can play with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next thing I want to ask, they say they're making new titles.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of new titles. Who do you think they're making the titles for? And do they say that, you know, it might not be separated or splendid for a while?
Hopefully the Intercontinental title. That's the one.
Yeah.
But the tag titles, too. Cam definitely wants to see new tag titles. And he wants everything to be universal, no pun intended. WWE Championship, Universal Championship. WWE Women's Championship, WWE Women's Universal Champion. Same with the tag.
Make them feel big.
I got you. I think the tag team titles probably need new ones, especially when they started out with them copperheaded.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, didn't Chris Masters and Carlito carry essentially these same titles 15 years ago?
Yeah, something unique, something different. That's all I want to see. And with tonight's Dynamite, and we got to see where they're going to be pushing. I like that they're bringing in Juice. You can tell a story with that. I want to know what are the video packages that Tony is saying that they're going to be pushing. What those going to be about.
Yeah, again, tonight's going to be worth watching for more than just the normal reason.
But it's absolutely a where do we go from here? Like, we've established who we want to help us go forward, at least for the time being, right? We got MJF all the way back in the mix. We got our young team's tag champs. So, yeah. I mean, they're not off of Britt Baker as champion, but this is the second kind of long-term-ish or steady champ they've had. Still got Jade going strong. So, yeah, curious to see where they go for sure.
But when are they going to start building up heels? Because I'm pretty sure they ain't having MJF challenging Moxley no time soon. And can any one of y'all name me like 5 heels that look seem like they ready to face John if you need it?
Well, one, they don't think like that as far as heels and baby faces. Like, they go out of their way to remind you that we don't. We don't get stuck in that kind of heel babyface paradigm, which it's probably a good idea, but I think like a lot of good ideas get taken too far where, oh, nothing matters.
Eliminator match tonight. He's in a title eliminator match with somebody.
Who's what?
Moxley.
Mox, okay.
I thought he was facing Juice Robinson. Who is it against? MJF's appearing, Jericho talking about his, they're going to celebrate the world title win, Storm and Deep. Oh, Moxley and Juice. Yeah, I'm sorry. That is the eliminator. Moxley and Juice is the eliminator.
It's an eliminator? What is an eliminator, man? What's that?
Well, basically, the same thing they did with, what's my man's name? With Mansur and with somebody else. Basically, like, a title eliminator match is when somebody from outside the promotion who has a good record or strong history gets to be in a match with the champion. If they win it, it kind of boosts them into the rankings immediately.
Okay.
They've done that. I don't think anybody's won an eliminator yet. I like the conqueror.
I wish they did think about heels and faces, because if they did, I think because I like what MJF doing, but still, he's having to work too hard just to get people to boo him and stuff like that. When you had, I felt like you had him hotter before he left then. As what you wanted him to be than what you got him as right now. Because I think whenever he do cash in on Moxley or whatever, he going to get cheered. And I know they put on all these different matches, but I feel like you can draw more interest if you put on matches where you have somebody don't like somebody. The crowd don't like one person and they like the other person.
Oh, yeah. It's time tested. You know, like in history, not just wrestling, but like, you know, humanity. Protagonist, antagonist. Yeah. It's, yeah. Like, bad guy versus bad guy and good guy versus good guy should always be the exception and not the rule. Like, when you get them and you see
everybody,
two of your favorites. It should be like, oh my goodness, this is going to be epic. But if nothing is, nobody's good and nobody's bad, and everybody faces everybody all the time for no reasons, then it's just, yeah.
Everybody need a Joker. Everybody need their own Joker. Joker or Lex Luthor or whatever.
Yeah.
But outside of that, that was the only decent stuff in wrestling so far, man. My question now, last one, be for y'all, man. Have y'all checked out the Star Wars? And what did y'all think about the Deadpool announcement?
I have not sat down with Andor yet. I keep, like, there's so much. Atlanta's back right now. She-Hulk's on. I've been watching Abbott Elementary. I've been watching every, and Law and Order did a triple episode. So I've not gotten to Andor. I want to get to it. Got to deal with you. I love that Wolverine's going to be in Deadpool. It's great.
Atlanta is amazing, too.
I heard you hate X-Men.
No, I hate that we pretend like Logan is this amazing masterpiece of a movie when it's just a solid movie around a bunch of bullshit. But no, that's going to be really fun. I can't wait. I'm excited.
You want to show with me and you get accused of hating X-Men. That's like, wow. Fucking internet, man.
What memes or what universe or how it's at. I don't know that ass shit. I'm just having fun. I just want to have fun with the characters I love. That's all.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
Hey, your muted hate rubbed off on me. That's all.
The filthy M words.
The M word, I love it.
Hey, if people don't remember you saying that, then they just going with the crowd.
They're gonna put Wolverine in the costume. Like, you're going to see Hugh Jackman in a full-on Wolverine costume with a mask. If for no other
reason.
Which
one, though? Which one do you put him in?
I think they put him in a bunch of them. I think you have a montage of him wearing a bunch of costumes.
Do you say the classic yellow, black, and blue shoes?
I would have him. It looked like Ryan Reynolds was sitting there in the X-Force black and gray, but I would literally have him in the first version, yellow and blue, with the big red belt that my mom used to have, and the short ears that he fought Hulk in. I would do that just for a second as a joke. I'd probably have him in the brown and gold.
I want to see him come out with the whipping eggs helmet on. You're just breaking out of the glass.
I think they're going to do a montage with him in all of them. Like, just to do it. I think they really will, just to have fun with it. I hope so.
All right, man. Good talking to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. That about does it for us here this week. Again, fine week in wrestling TV. Got some good stuff on the horizon. Just feels nice not to have to bitch about stuff every week. But
yeah, it's solid cool. Right now.
Even fucking SmackDown ratings were up big, 2.5 million people tuned in to SmackDown. Their highest rating in God knows how long, 2 years, 3 years. So people are watching. People are interested, slowly but surely. It wasn't, I think when you're as close to it, even as fans, as close to it as we are, you're like, didn't people hear Triple H is in charge? It's been like a month of good stuff. Why haven't you know, the ratings shown that? And it's like, well, that's just not how it works. It's never how it worked. But over and over again, when you hear, oh, my goodness, this was good, you should tune in. Your friends just bother you about, or you just kind of realize, good stuff is happening. Every time I read reports, it sounds like stuff I want to watch. Maybe I should start tuning in again, those fans. So I think people are trickling back in. And if 2.5 million people watch the biggest, their largest audience in a long time, they got a good show, and that bodes well for future viewership. So good for them. So, all right. But yeah, so that does it for us here
We'll be back next week here live on Blog Talk Radio. If you are a VIP member and listening to this in podcast form, click over. Rich and I will be by with another hour or so of content. We'll talk some Dynamite from tonight and book club stuff and all sorts of things. Married with Children. I think Josh has got an email and got some Married with Children content in it. So, yeah, that's going to happen. So please tune in. Email us, VIP email us. We'll take your questions. So that does it. We'll, like I said, we'll be back here next week, same time, same channel. So until then, for Cam and all our callers and interactors, appreciate y'all. We'll talk to y'all next week. We out.
Crazy ornament, decorate my chest, got stripes, night, like Jordan's. I walk on air to my throne, Patron and cognac, flashing out my flash, two pass and hold that.